PoliceLink on 4MK with Senior Constable Steve Smith.
Well, Smithy's away at the moment, so we've got Sergeant Nigel Dalton joining us. G'day, Nigel. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. It's Road Safety Week this week.
That's right. Yes, and we're out and about creating as much havoc as we can in the schools to make sure that our young drivers are on track with road safety.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, mate, not just the young drivers. I've seen some things over the past couple of weeks where the mature age drivers probably need to learn a lesson too.
Absolutely. The young ones aren't overrepresented in the road toll by any stretch of the imagination, but it's an easy target for me to find. That's why we go to schools.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, you know, if you train them, you know, and teach them young, hopefully it will come out when they do obviously become learner drivers and then P-platers and then open licensed drivers. They'll remember, I remember that at school being taught that.
That's right, yeah, and they're getting the message. They're doing really well.
Are they?
They're understanding what we do during the talks, and we've just been to two schools already. That was yesterday, Kaelin and Serena High Schools.
Yes.
And what we do is we give them little slips of paper with a little graphic on them about speaking up for road safety, and we ask them to write down a phrase or a word or a slogan or even draw a picture of what road safety means to them. And some of the words are absolutely brilliant. I've given you a couple there, but let me read the first one.
Okay.
There is always a chance it will happen to you. Drive safely.
Yeah, that is a good message. Learner drivers are the safest drivers on the road?
Well, they are actually, because statistics show that learner driver is probably one of the safest, because people give them a wide berth. L plates actually work really well.
Yeah, they do work. Maybe we should all have all the L plates on our cars. That might help, do you think?
That's right. Yeah. Maybe a qualified driver sitting next to us would really help as well.
Yeah, true.
Okay, road fatalities be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
I will not drink and drive or get in the car with someone who was drunk. Young child has written there.
And that's part of the talk. We talk about peer pressure, and we talk about, lots of kids do talks at school and essays at school about peer pressure. And this is where it actually hits the road, quite literally.
Right.
Because if you are pressured to get into a car with somebody who's an idiot, who's drinking or something, you have to be strong enough to say no.
Yeah, fair enough.
And get out of there.
Yeah.
So this is another one. Driving kills. Think of loved ones at home waiting for you.
Okay.
To get home. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true too, isn't it? Think about others around you when doing the wrong thing in the car.
That's right,
Is another one.
Now then, there are some which are a little bit dodgy for radio.
Well, there's one I've got here. Don't be an arse. Don't tug up that car.
Well, I suppose.
That
is part of your anatomy, so I think you're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Drive for yourself, but also drive for others.
Yeah, good. And think ahead a bit before getting behind the wheel the last one that I've got.
That's right. I mean, they're just awesome. And these are going to be displayed at the front counter of Mackay Police Station. So we're going to put them up around the desk area so people can come in and have a look. But today is... we're concentrating on speeding. Now, did you know that 54% of people who took part in a survey in 2014 admitted that they were driving over the speed limit on most of their car journeys?
Wow.
54%. That's over half of us.
Yes.
Were saying at some point during our journey, we went over the limit.
Okay.
Now, when you look at some of the science behind this, that even if you go 10 kilometers over the limit, you increase the chances of injury to whatever may happen, you know, that crash, that pedestrian coming out in front of you, the fact that you're not concentrating and you just lapse of concentration, it increases the risk double.
Right.
Just for 10 kilometers. Yeah. And really, I mean, what's the time difference between 60 and 70?
Yeah.
What is the time difference, you know, over a 10 kilometer journey?
Sure.
Maybe it's about 30 seconds?
Yeah.
And it really doesn't make much difference.
Doesn't make much difference at all.
So we're concentrating on speeding today. Why? Because 65 fatalities have happened in 2014 were caused by speed.
Speed.
In Queensland. That's terrible. 65 people have died because we were just going too quick.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to do. I mean, I don't mind admitting this. I actually got pinched, I think, about a year and a half ago. But it was just through lapse of concentration of what the speed limit was at the time. I came off the highway, went to an 80k zone into a 60k zone, and didn't realise I was in the 60k zone. I wasn't aware of, you know, the signs around me. Just lapse of concentration, and I got pinned for it.
Yeah, and a lot of the time when you're driving at high speeds for, you know, quite legally on a highway, to actually note that you need to change the engine noise,
right,
and reduce that speed. It's quite difficult to pick up. You know, traveling on motorways in the UK was always a problem because you were traveling at 70 and 80 miles per hour,
right,
and then you were coming into a 30-mile-an-hour area,
yeah,
almost immediately. And it was so difficult to change your behavior between that very open road, which was safe to travel at that speed, to a built-up village or town.
Because it seems like you're going so slow.
Yeah, and in police driving terms, when we do our police driving courses, we learn about suddenly having to change completely the different type of driving. Yeah. You know, you imagine driving down down near St. Lawrence and Marlborough, where you're allowed to drive at 110 kilometres
an hour.
Yeah. You might just turn off into one of those areas, Ogmore or somewhere like that, and you have to suddenly switch off from that highway-style driving to something which is much more appropriate. And obviously, the speed limit is not a target. You might have to drive a lot slower than that because
it might be
a time of the day when weather conditions, or it might be a school zone, obviously, is very important.
Most definitely. Yeah, it is very important.
So speed is a big thing. If we could just grab hold of that. When I'm going around the schools, I'm talking about the Fatal Five.
Yes, good.
Can you remember the Fatal Five?
Let's see.
We'll start with speeding, shall we?
Speeding,
yeah.
It's the first one. Obviously, drink driving.
That's right. Or drug driving, yeah. That's
drug driving is another one. We said speeding, did we? Another one, seatbelt.
That's right. Well done.
Yes. That's three.
Okay, what about these things here?
Oh, mobile phones.
Yeah, distractions.
Distractions.
Could be anything.
It's another one.
Okay.
And what about GPSs?
GPS could be a distraction. You know, the sun could be a distraction, to be honest with you. You just have to deal with it. So that you haven't finished yet, so don't get out of this one. So distractions, what's the last one?
You got me.
Okay, it's what you sometimes, you're a bit of yawning involved.
Oh, of course. You're sleeping.
That's right.
Being tired.
Fatigue. So when we go to the schools, we say to the kids, if we could get rid of each one of those Fatal Five behaviors, we would drop fatalities by almost 100%. Because every single fatality we have on the road has one of those or a combination of those involved.
Yeah,
so we really want to push home to everybody, get rid of those Fatal Five out of your behavior, and then we'll be a lot safer.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are going to be maybe one or two crazy situations where it doesn't happen. But really, if we can get rid of those five, then we will be a lot safer on the roads.
Yeah, no doubt. Mate, look, one thing I've actually had before we go is I've been on a bit of a whinge about the state of our highway as well. I mean, surely, you know, that has to have some impact in regards to it.
It's a distraction because you might be swerving to avoid a pothole which has just materialised there after a big heavy storm or something. But still, we have to drive to the conditions.
Yeah,
that's what we've got at the moment. Let's wish and hope and pray that we get better highways, no doubt about it.
Four-lane highway all the way through would be great, wouldn't it?
But look at the Gold Coast Highway, one of the best roads in Australia, and we still have fatalities.
Yeah.
So it's not all about the highway. Yes, it definitely has to be fixed in lots of places.
Sure.
But if we drive to the conditions, which that is in at the moment, or tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening, whenever you're on the highway, you will be surviving that highway far better than you would be if you were just driving like somebody who didn't care.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, mate, look, good luck with the rest of schools. I'm sure they're going to really appreciate your visits throughout this week for Road Safety Week. And we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you very much.
You too. There's Sergeant Nigel Dalton there, and it is Road Safety Week. 1026 4MK. A copy of...